Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Always live on the free Odyssey app. From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. 99.9
KLISW. Kind of liking the KLISW thing.
Yeah, it's got rolling off the tongue.
I think we should keep this thing going. I mean, why stop it one day?
Yeah. I agree. They're in the freaking playoffs, right, man. I mean, they won the momentum. Division. Yeah.
Might as well just keep doing this.
And like, obviously, we're responsible for all
like
of this.
I like Big Dumpy.
I do enjoy Big Dumpy.
Big Dumpy's fun.
It's much funner than Big Dummy.
Oh, God, yeah.
I think we should keep Big Dumpy going until, you know, until see where it goes.
I'm not
until we take the whole effing thing.
That's what I'm saying. Why don't we keep ISW? Yeah. They're in the playoffs.
Until something changes, why are we going to change back?
There was the point.
Yeah, Castle.
Yeah, he said he could pull this off today. Pull it off for two more weeks.
That's what I'm saying.
All the hard work's done.
Yes. We already got
all Chaz the production, the work, all
right,
the crap.
He stepped up and did all the stuff.
Yeah.
We did the nothing that we have to do.
Right.
So
Ryan put all of it in. He has been working his ass off. Why just do it for one day?
Right.
Doesn't make any sense.
That is stupid.
I mean, I'm not losing my mind.
All
right?
That work for one day.
I'm dead serious.
And they played series, bro.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yeah, I was just saying, go ahead.
Well, the thing is that we, like, Ryan likes us, but he does not respect. He doesn't respect us. He doesn't think we know anything because he's right. If we get the Daily Mix Morning Show to tell him we should keep doing this,
he'll listen to
them. He will listen to them.
Yeah,
he will believe them. He would not believe us.
So let's just do that.
Yeah, we'll
tell
tell Migs, hey, tomorrow, just keep doing it.
Keep doing it, dude.
Yeah,
until they're out. I mean, why
plus,
not?
I mean, honestly, like this team just feels complete. Now, granted, they did win the division, but just it feels a lot different than a couple years ago when they got into the playoffs.
Yes, that was getting in. This is more like you're going for it.
Yeah, they kicked the door down.
You're going for it this time. So the game is, I don't know, we'll ask him, see what happens. Game is a Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Don't ask, let's just do it. Then when he yells at us to stop, then you stop.
We can at least keep Big Dumpy going until it ends.
Well, yeah, seriously.
Yeah, we're doing that. It's Big Dumpy until the bitter end.
We own that.
Yeah.
Hey, look, it is the biggest, hottest thing in this town.
Yes!
You have the Seahawks playing tonight. You have number one Ohio State coming to play Washington Saturday. Yeah. And everybody's just talking about the Mariners.
Yeah, think about that.
Yeah, if you went out of town for one day, you missed Cal ISW Day.
Mm-hmm.
We should keep it going until it's just, they're not it. Until they win it all.
On our show, it will at least be Cal ISW until something changes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK, who is our next contestant ready to play the big game.
Hello, Melody. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
Melody, are you sober? Hello. Are you sober?
I'm pleasantly stoned.
Okay.
All right. Not sober.
I believe you.
Not sober.
Okay. Hey! Melody, men's room poll, you're going to pick a new nickname. Will you be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
I think we should stick with Big Dumper.
Big Dumper.
Do you have a Big Dumper?
I've got that one also.
Okay. Very good.
All right, Big Dumper, here's your question. What country has more volcanoes than any other?
Volcanoes. Should I get this one right? Is it
I mean, look, I don't know if you're going to get it right, but when you hear the answer, it is not the United States.
That's not a bad guess.
Not a bad guess at all.
Japan?
You're getting warmer.
Hold on, hold on.
It is in Asia.
Is it Indonesia?
It is Indonesia, okay. Yes.
Indonesia.
Because that's Krakatoa.
Was Krakatoa in Indonesia?
I believe so.
That was a B-52.
That's the one that blows, and then it just regrows real quick.
Yeah, Krakatoa.
Right. Mm-hmm.
All right. Melody, your question. Lincoln Loud is the main character of what animated TV show?
What was the name?
Lincoln Loud. Mm-hmm. I used to watch this one with the kids.
I'm going to have to go with Big Dumper on this one.
Big Dumper.
Bob the Builder?
Loud House.
There we go.
He has 10 brothers and sisters. You can piece together the general plot. All right. Melody, your question.
Okay.
What is the second largest of the Hawaiian Islands? What is the second largest?
What's the first?
I'm not going to tell you the first, because then you probably guess the second.
It's the Big Island.
Yeah, they call it the Big Island. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So it's not that one.
Is it Oahu? Or is that part of an island?
All right. So technically, you'd think it would be in order of the plate tectonics. Is it Oahu? No.
No.
And it's not Kauai?
Nope.
Is it Hawaii?
Maui.
It is Maui.
It is Maui.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. Maui.
I really didn't think I was this stupid. I really didn't.
I'm not going to call you stupid yet. I didn't get either of them right.
Yeah, you're fine. You're fine.
Miss the next one, then you're dumb.
Yeah, you're officially stupid if you mix this one. All right, in which decade did the Wall Street crash lead to the Great Depression? In what decade?
The 30s.
20s? 1920s.
20s.
I think it was 29.
Yeah, it was right at the end of the 20s. That's when all the flappers went away.
My grandma was one, so.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, we know.
We know.
Yeah, I guess I'm dumb.
She's still a legendary in Pioneer Square.
Oh, damn. All right. But they called it the Pioneer Triangle back then. All right.
Hey, Melody, are you on speakerphone?
Yeah, do you want me to get off of it?
Yeah.
Okay, we're off. Okay.
All right, much better.
Thank you.
Much better.
Better?
All right.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
No worries.
Quite all right. Your question.
Okay.
Miss Hannigan runs an orphanage in what popular musical? Another one.
Hamlet.
That's a great musical.
All right, so it's not Oliver. What's another musical with an orphanage?
Orphanage. If it's not a dude Small named Oliver, it's a chick name.
Oh, Annie.
Annie, yeah. Annie,
Little
Annie
Orphan
with,
Annie.
With the big old Fanny, yeah.
That's right.
So remember what Fanny means in England.
I think, right.
All right, your question.
Did I finally get one right?
No.
Okay, keep going.
What does UFC stand for? What does UFC stand for?
Fighting.
What was the first word?
United Fighting Something. Circle. Something?
Yeah. Anything? Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Oh, see.
How about
blankly and
Melody? How about MMA? Do you know what MMA is?
Mama.
MMA. Yes, I don't know what that is though.
Mixed martial arts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mother's milky ass. All right, your question.
You think I'd get out more?
Actually, I don't think you. Yeah, sounds like you stay at home
all the time. It's all the time.
That's right. For it, mostly.
All right, your question.
Okay. I do work.
In North America, moss typically grows heavier on the side of the tree facing what direction? Hello.
West?
Moss.
I said west.
Is it west?
I think it's north.
It is, in fact, north. It is north.
Oh, see, I changed my answer. So.
Your phone connection is kind of bad.
Yeah. Melody, what kind of phone do you have?
Yeah, I have a really cheap Samsung piece of crap because I dropped my iPhone. There's a big dot in the middle of it. So
okay.
I'm on one of those loner phones from a friend.
You're right. It does suck. It does suck. All right, your question.
It really does actually suck.
The king in chess can move a maximum of how many squares? The king in a game of chess can move a maximum of how many squares?
Six.
Well, one at a time.
Damn.
Two.
At
two. Most. All two to start? Right?
Two at most.
Okay.
Just at most.
Right. Right. Okay.
Oh.
Question eight, Melody.
Question number eight. How many teaspoons are in a tablespoon?
Two.
Four.
Three.
Three.
Yep.
Shoot.
Jesus Christ. They said, don't cuss when you're on. I said, I won't. I promise.
Well, you haven't cussed.
No.
Okay, to your credit.
I haven't, but that's I'm doing really well.
Question nine. Okay, you're getting close to Danny.
Yeah, you've cussed as many times as you've gotten an answer correct. All right.
Oh, my goodness. My son calls into this show. His name's Taylor. He calls in all the time to Big Dummy. He's probably embarrassed enough to just keep going.
What's his name again?
Taylor.
Taylor. Taylor, are you embarrassed? Taylor, your mom's on.
Yes.
Where you get your brains from, Taylor?
Taylor, she's got a big butt. She told us herself.
I used to think it was his dad's fault, but apparently not. Anyhow.
Right, your question. What is the fifth planet from the sun? The fifth planet from the sun.
The planet from the sun is...
It's a big one.
It has a zit.
Is it Uranus?
No, it's Jupiter.
Jupiter.
Oh, like the drops.
I thought Jupiter wasn't a planet.
What?
What?
Yeah, what?
All right, Melanie, you are
Jupiter.
Dumb.
That's Pluto. I am dumb.
You thought that the husband was a reason that Taylor... I'm glad you can laugh about it.
All right. All right, your question. What two punctuation marks combine to form an interrobang?
See, these questions that you're kind of screwed up. But, I mean, why know that? I don't know the answer to that one. I'm sure it's...
Is it two periods?
Yeah. Is it a question mark and an exclamation point?
That is correct. That's an interrobang.
Okay.
Well, why would you use two? Melody, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Melody, your question number 11. You've already tied our biggest dummy, Danny. If you get this one wrong, we're going to let you go because you are now the biggest dummy at 12.
All right. Here is your question.
You did something, right?
How many pairs of ribs... How many pairs of ribs are there in the human body? You can either give me pairs of ribs or just give me the total number of ribs in the human body.
Let's go with 4 or 12. I'm guessing.
What was your guess? Did you say 12?
12.
I said 12.
Oh, my God.
Look at that.
Right now.
Wow. Yes.
Wow. Well, you tied Danny on that, which is...
You got 24 ribs, 12 pairs.
Jesus whiz.
Wow, man.
Okay.
I did not think she was going to get the ribs.
No, I actually wrote her down as the biggest dummy in advance. My bad. I'm going to go ahead and scratch that out.
Wow. Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Tom. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
All right. Hola. We'd have gotten to you sooner, but we had Melody.
Sorry, Tom. Are you sober or not sober, Tom?
I am sober, as always, and I will try to do much better than she did.
Well, I hope so. All right, so pick a new nickname there, Tom. Are you going to be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
I'll be Mookie.
Mookie! My man, Mookie.
More after Mookie Wilson, the baseball player.
Well, he was named after Mookie Blaylock.
I thought Mookie Betts was named after.
Mookie Betts, that's right.
Right,
sorry.
Yeah.
So who's Mookie Wilson? Was he a Met?
He wasn't.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Are you familiar with Mookie Thomas?
Mookie Thomas?
Jazz player, Mookie Thomas.
No.
Mookie, why your hands so wet, Thomas. That's a guy.
Legend.
Legend. Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
Got you, man.
Yeah.
A.K.A.
The big
Dampy.
Yeah. The big Dampy, yes.
Okay, we got Mookie Betts.
Uh-huh.
We have Mookie Wilson. And Mookie Blaylock.
No, Mookie Thomas.
Those are the three famous Mookies. Well, I don't see Mookie Thomas on here.
Mookie, why your hands so wet, Thomas? We learned this last week, if you're watching the YouTube feed on In Action News. They covered a lot of jazz greats. And Mookie, why your hands so wet, Thomas was one of them.
Your big city media doesn't cover that kind of news.
Nah, man. This is that deep Dixie blues, you know.
There's Mookie Salam, who's an American sprinter.
Mookie Salam. Would you eat Mookie Salami?
About to say, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
I would try Mookie Salami.
Mookie Graydinger is a CEO. I don't know if I want the CEO named Mookie.
It would seem weird.
Sports,
man,
like, okay. Like, I don't want to know that the guy running this company is named Booger.
Right.
I'm sorry. I just...
CEO of Odyssey, Booger Johnson.
We have a conference call with Booger on Wednesday at noon to go over the
very
Q3
important
results.
Booger. All right, Tom, here's your question.
Good call, Booger.
What's the name of the Buffalo Springfield song where the opening line is, quote, "There's something happening here"?
You know this.
There's something happening here.
I'll give you a hint, Tom. The title of the song is never sung in the lyrics.
Correct.
Oh, it's not?
Nope.
No. But why am I singing it?
Because that's what everyone does.
Well, you're singing the song, but the title of the song is not in the lyrics of the song.
Man, I don't know. What? I have no idea. What's happening here?
For what it's worth.
The man with the gun over there.
Your question. What model was married to Dave Navarro of Jane's Addiction?
Oh, I don't know. Rachel Hunter?
Now, she was with Rod Stewart, I believe. Rachel Hunter. Wasn't
Carmen Electra.
Carmen Electra, yep.
Yeah. Oh. All right. I don't know. When you said model, I wasn't thinking, like, Playboy and stuff.
Oh, you thought, like, fashion supermodel model or something like that?
Nope. Yeah. That's what kind of threw me off.
She was a boobie model.
Yeah. Maybe TV personality.
That was that, too.
Right.
I want to say one of the original members of the Pussycat Dolls.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's what I better. All right. Your question. Who co-founded Apple with Steve Jobs?
Steve Wozniak.
Nice job. Very good. Done.
Too easy.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Big Dumpy.
Hello, Jake. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jake, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Okay. All right, Jake, pick a new nickname. Are you going to be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
I'm going to pick Icky.
Icky.
Yeah.
Icky. Icky, okay. Jake. I like it.
Oh, right. Jake with that icky sticky.
Yeah. All right, Icky, here's your question.
Roll another one up, Icky.
Exactly.
It's the only one to say Icky.
Mm-hmm. Icky.
All right, look who's here. Icky is showing up.
Exactly why I picked that.
I'll tell you what, it would be kind of dope to have a guy in your crew just
Icky.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sounds like this guy's like, yeah, cool, man. I'll roll it up.
Sweet. All right, Icky. Here's your question. It's multiple choice. How many states have the death penalty? 17, 21, 27, or 31? So 17, 21, 27, or 31.
I don't know. Let's say 17.
21. 27.
Okay.
All right, Jake. Sorry. Icky. Here's your question. This comes from listener Kel Throx. Thrax? Throx. Can't read my own handwriting. On Star Trek, the original series, what was Dr. McCoy's first name? And as a hint, it is the actor that played Spock's real first name.
Leonard?
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Boom.
Leonard. More of Big Dumpy coming up. If you'd like to be a contestant, 206-803-ROCK.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag.
year, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
From the Pinkies Plumbing Studio, you're in the men's room. Text the guys at 206-803-ROCK. 99.9 KISW.
Head chef got a chance to meet Cal Raleigh.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And he took full advantage. He was eating some hummus. So today on Ted's Meat Potatoes, we're going to talk all about hummus in honor of Cal ISW and Big Dumpy Day. 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Phil. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Phil, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober, my friends, but I will not be in a few minutes right after this call.
Good for you. All right, Phil, men's room poll. Pick a nickname. Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
We'll go with Big Dumper, sir.
Big Dumper it is.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Big Dumper, Phil. Here's your question. What organ is responsible for letting the majority of your body heat escape?
Ooh. Would that be a sweat glands?
Hold on.
It is an organ. Seems like a trick question, but it's not.
Your brain.
Your skin.
Oh.
That's right then.
Yep.
Yeah.
I forget that it's an organ.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do too.
All right, your question.
Actually, it's probably the most sensitive one.
It's definitely the biggest.
Definitely the biggest organ. That's the one you see all the time. That,
I feel like most
your tongue, maybe?
Internal organs, you got to do a... Like, people can mess them up, but it takes years. You get one bad sunburn.
Yeah.
You happens quick with that. Skin.
Like, what are the organs we can see? Your skin, your tongue, your eyeballs. That's about it, right?
Penis?
That organ, that's a muscle.
Oh.
I mean, technically. I mean, I know what you're saying, but technically that is a muscle,
see,
not an organ.
I always had this weird thought that, like, anything, as far as what you could feel, technically,
was
on the outside of your body. Like, your skin was responsible for you being able to feel touch and all that stuff.
Yeah, touch, itching, whatever.
But then they snaked that thing down my throat, and I could feel it all the way on the inside. So you must have feelings on the inside.
Well, that would have
called nerve endings, Miles.
No, I don't. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Miles, some people do have feelings on the inside, but unfortunately, not everybody does.
No, I thought I was immune to that.
They're just cold, dead, husky
exactly.
people.
How do you think I've gone through life?
I still don't know how they didn't put you out for that.
It sucked.
Why would they not put you out for that? Did they? Because they said we're not
it
going.
It doesn't matter
to.
Through the nose. They just say, hey, "Man, here it comes."
Okay, good time.
Miles said something that made him mad before the procedure, so they just kept him awake.
You pee. Keep him awake. You pee. I don't believe you have a degree.
All right, your question. In Disney's Peter Pan, what other ingredient is needed for flight besides fairy dust?
It's very Disney.
Yes, it is. It's about as Disney as it can freaking get.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Ross would probably do well with this.
Get my old fairy dust.
Oh. Is that think happy thoughts?
Bam. Damn.
Yes, it is.
That's
by the way.
That's really what the combination is?
It's fairy dust and think happy thoughts. Now, Mike, I do want to point out, I looked up fairy dust on Amazon because I can think happy thoughts. So there is fairy dust. And I'm not saying try this at home, but according to Peter Pan, in addition to thinking happy thoughts, you use fairy dust. And on Amazon, you can buy fairy dust. It is body glitter.
I would not buy that.
Mostly for your face, right? But I'm just saying, douse yourself in body glitter, think happy thoughts, jump off the roof, and see what happens.
Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-RIDE.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hi.
Hello, Mike.
Mike, are you there?
Hola.
Hola. Yeah, yeah. Mike, are you parachuting?
No, I'm in the car. My
okay.
Bad. Let me close the windows.
Mike, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I'm on my way to work.
On your way to work? Oh,
what
man.
Do you do for a living that you're going in now, man?
I know. It sucks, but, you know, it works.
All right, Mike, I'll pick a new nickname. You're going to be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
I got to go Mookie. That's my good friend that passed away a few years back.
Okay.
Was his actual name Mookie?
No, Tyrone.
Oh, all right, here's a question. Shut up, Mike. All right, here's a question. What is the more popular name for a groundnut?
Ugh.
A D in the dirt.
That's a Sammy Hagar song.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man, I have no clue.
It was the B-side of I Can't Drive 55.
Is it a South American country?
It is not. That's the Brazil nut, which has a much worse former
yes,
name.
Yes, it does.
Is it a cashew?
It's a peanut.
Oh,
straight up peanut. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Oh,
ground nut.
Yeah, Mr. Ground Nut.
I am very happy I did not know about the Brazilian nut until I was an adult.
Oh, everybody wanted to tell me when they found out. Dude, you know, yes, I know what it was called.
Who'd they harvest them from?
I know. You don't know the name?
No. Oh, you don't want to.
Okay.
Oh, don't tell me then.
End toes.
As in the bomb?
Yes.
Why?
I don't know, but that's why they stopped calling it that. Yeah.
The bomb?
Like they labeled
N-bomb,
it that. They labeled it that. That's what it's called. Is that based on...
I mean, back in the day, you just could.
Okay.
You know, it didn't matter. Like,
that that's not what they called it in Brazil.
I don't know. Right. I don't know what they call it.
I mean, like, is it from Brazil? The reason it's called a Brazil nut, is that because it's from Brazil?
That part, I believe, yes. I don't know if they called them entos in Brazil.
Correct.
I know they did right. for a fact here in our very non-racist United States.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Entos.
Huh.
Uh-huh. All right. Your question. President Franklin D. Roosevelt was afflicted with what illness?
Polio.
Nice job. Nice
yes
job.
Indeed.
Oh, by the way, I just Googled it, and it's like, racial slur nickname.
Yeah.
They say, particularly in the United States, the nuts are known by an extremely offensive and derogatory racial slur. The term is no longer used in polite society due to its highly inappropriate nature. How about any society?
Is that right?
Yeah. You don't have to be polite not to use that term.
I'm particularly polite. Pass the end nuts. I'm
trying to stay away from that. Anywhere even close to it. Even like I'm at a Mexican restaurant. I'm like, I'll take the dark Modelo.
Oh, yeah.
Dumpy! Why does end nuts sound so much worse?
Sounds like a breakfast cereal.
Toe?
It's the original name for Cocoa Puffs. It's in toes.
In toes.
Yeah.
Like Mentos.
Yeah, like Mentos, but...
I mean, look, I was an adult working on the show before I realized how racist that cartoon Disney one was. What's Brer that? Rabbit?
Oh, God, yeah.
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 I just thought it was a good one as a kid. God, not a... I just...
Wow, Ted. Speak your truth.
I'm with you.
I thought that was one of the good ones.
Half of my favorite ones.
Hey, you said it out loud. I'm just nodding my head.
God damn it. Damn, man. I mean, I just thought it was funny. Like, I realized the racial overtones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love the good one.
Yeah, that came out bad.
Yeah.
One of them good ones.
You know
back
I mean.
In the day, you could still hit the quarterback and watch proper cartoons.
Days of the Gunslinger. Hello, Jess. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Jess, are you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Yeah, I'm kind of on the same page as Melody with the greenery, so I guess not sober.
All right. Do not be on that page.
Yeah, don't do what she did.
All right, Jess, men's room poll, pick a new nickname. You going to be Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
Try to end up. Let's go Dumper.
Big Dumper.
All right. You got a Big Dumper?
No, I barely have one.
You barely have you're going to go by Big Dumper.
You got a woman flat ass?
Well, kind of.
Well, welcome to my club.
Yeah, we call that the long back.
Mm-hmm.
Where in your body would I find your Mookie? That's the real question. All right. Here is your question. Who was the first U.S. president to be impeached? He succeeded Lincoln.
Oh, man. Oh, was it?
Oh, Andy.
Do we know what was he impeached for?
I don't know. It was a very tumultuous time, so who knows?
Okay.
I think the Southerners got all riled up during Reconstruction.
Yeah, because I want to say he struck a deal with them. Basically,
well, because back in the day,
I thought Bill Clinton was almost impeached, or was no, he wasn't.
Yeah, but
back in the day, whoever lost the election was your VP.
Correct.
So he was a different party than Lincoln.
No kidding.
Right. Oh okay. Yeah.
I follow you.
It made things a lot easier.
Gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
Eisenhower? Is that what you said? Eisenhower?
Johnson.
Andrew Johnson. Your girl and your Andrew Johnson.
You guys are pretty much on it. It says, during the years immediately following the Civil War, President Andrew Johnson clashed repeatedly with the Republican-controlled Congress over Reconstruction of the defeated South. He vetoed legislation that they passed to protect the rights of those who had been freed from slavery. So
he was impeached.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Right. Lincoln's like, hey, Emancipation Proclamation, you're all free.
Yeah.
And he's like, wow, maybe they shouldn't be so free. Like, no, we decide now.
No.
Here, have some nuts. Mm-hmm. All right.
That was the good he was one of the good ones. Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm a big Sherman guy. Because there were still battles like in Nashville and stuff. And Sherman's sure. Like, nah, I'm just going to march to Atlanta and burn them.
Mm.
They'll learn their lesson this time.
Should send a warning. All right, your question. IPA beers were originally exported to what country?
Oh. I mean, is it right there?
It really is.
Scotland?
India.
India, hence India Pale Ale.
We wouldn't it touch that crap.
Basically, they made them because they had to load up so many hops so it would stay drinkable.
Because it was such a long voyage to get there.
Correct.
All right, your question. What actor blogs at ShrootSpace@NBC.com? Shroot Space, based on the character that he played with the last name Shroot.
I figured.
I'm Seattle thinking Legend? Office Space, but or not
the office. Yeah.
But I don't know the actor's name.
What does it do a lot in Seattle?
It happens a lot in his first name is commensurate with something that happens for like 9 months out of the year in Seattle.
Seattle's known for this.
He's kind of got a travel show now.
His name's had a lot to do with Seattle. His first name is something that happens here often, and his last name was an old quarterback.
It's also the manager of the Mariners.
And the volleyball that Tom Hanks had a huge affection for.
You got this, Jess.
There's the last name.
Wilson Woodrow.
Yeah, that's his last name.
All right, Wilson's the last name. What does it do a lot here in Seattle? Or at least it's known
Russell?
To do this here. Rain
Russell,
Wilson.
Russell Wilson, star of The Office. Yes.
Everybody says, you know what I like about Seattle? You could Russell a lot.
I know.
He was the black guy in Scranton.
Yeah. All right, your question.
Can you imagine him giving one of his speeches? Oh. Just get that paper out there. I have faith. God has faith in us. Let's print that paper.
Dunder Mifflin, let's print.
Oh, good call, Mike.
All right, your question. What type of restaurant popularized the use of conveyor belts?
Ooh. Oh, I really want to say McDonald's.
This is a type of
style
restaurant.
Of restaurant.
Like you sit in the restaurant and get
restaurant.
Your food off the belt.
Mm-hmm.
I love them.
Chainsmonger
Grill. Ted has a hard time saying it.
A lot of people never want to try it, and then a lot of people, after they finally try it, end up liking it.
care about? Really drawing a blank because I thought Ted likes a lot of stuff. So it's really hard to pick what he might disagree with.
Wow. Wow, Ted. Right. He'll eat anything.
Damn, I mean, look at him.
I didn't feel like that.
Hey, Mikey, he likes it.
Hey, no, Ted, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. It's a different cuisine from another country.
Yeah. And people are always scared to try.
Right. I was super scared. Now I love it.
I was too. There's a billion of these restaurants in Seattle. Seattle actually does a very good with this particular cuisine.
Oh.
From Japan.
Well, it can't be Dick's Drive-In.
It's from Japan.
I know. I'm trying. I don't know anything from Japan. Like some sort
yeah,
of.
Yeah, you do. It's not teriyaki.
Mm-hmm.
That was invented
sushi?
In Seattle.
Yeah.
Sushi, there you
Holy
go.
Holy cow.
We got through.
Nice job. Yeah. Just had to walk
teriyaki
her home
was back. Invented here?
Teriyaki is a Seattle yeah. invention, yeah.
No kidding. Okay.
Yeah. yeah.
That's yeah. why it's nowhere else.
Correct. Yeah, there's teriyaki flavored stuff other places, but like teriyaki, as you know, in Seattle, is only in Seattle.
Yeah, just a joint that serves nothing but teriyaki. You're hard pressed to find that.
Yeah, that's good stuff, too.
Huh. Game is Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Learn something new every day, Mike.
Yes, you do, on Big Dumpy.
Hello, Justin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Justin, are you sober or not sober?
Sober, driving home, and BC has some awesome teriyaki.
British Columbia? I believe that.
Yeah, yeah.
I believe that. Okay, our men's room poll. Pick a nickname. Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
I have no ass, but I destroyed majority of my friends' toilets. So Big Dumper.
Big Dumper.
Ooh, oh. You come over to Miles' house Sunday yeah. and use his bidet why, after you destroy it.
Why, what is your deal with these away games you're playing? Why are you destroying their bathrooms?
Honestly, I have no idea. Normal people in my house, all of a sudden go over there. Nope. Gone. It was like one time during the 4th of July, I actually like flooded out my buddy's floor down there. It actually like overfilled and then went down like the vent and the carpet. Yeah, it was a bad time.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, do you truly believe that you have more than most people when you go to the bathroom?
There's like some times where like, because if we go like the Loch Ness one where like most gets down the hole and then there's like a little head popping out.
All right.
The yeah, Loch Ness. Like Ness.
So, but it's always solid.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm just asking. Interesting.
I know more about you than I thought I would.
That's why I left a question mark.
Yeah, the Nessie. I like
it. That's why I left a question mark in the hotel room. Because I was just so impressed by the way it was shaped.
You ask a turd question, you're going to get a turd answer.
Yep.
You know what? You're not wrong. All right. Here's your question. What kind of bird is a smoo? Is it a duck, falcon, penguin, or owl? S-M-E-W, a smoo.
I'm going to go with a duck.
Got it. Nice job.
Hang on, one and done. Let me give you a 50-50 question. Our first one and done of the day. All right, true or false, Keanu Reeves once babysat Alice Cooper's kids.
Oh, please let that down. That'd be true.
It's false, but since you like that, the truth is Alice Cooper once babysat Keanu Reeves.
Oh, get out of here.
All right.
It's just a weird combo, but yeah, Alice Cooper, one time.
Big Dumpy!
Big Dumpy.
Hello, Dwayne. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Dwayne, sober, not sober?
We'll say not today.
Say not sober. What are you getting ready for, baseball tonight or football? What are you concentrating on?
Looking at football tonight.
Okay, all right. Yeah, because Ted's afraid the Mariners aren't going to play any of the starters.
I don't get Root TV, so I'm...
Okay.
The issue is, right?
The playoffs, so I'll be able to see some.
They clinched the division last night, so I'm just worried they really had fun. Like, I think Cal and the rest of them will play the rest of the weekend. I just don't know that they're going to care tonight.
You're saying they're a little hungover today?
That's my prediction.
Sometimes you play better when you're hungover. I know that for a fact.
Well, sure. Ask Wade Boggs.
But with Cal, would he not want to go for like more home runs?
Well, they still have three games over the weekend.
That's what I'm saying. Why would you want to waste the opportunity when you jacked two out last night?
Because you're hungover.
To get that number up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, like, I would want to go for it.
I'm with you.
Just
I
swing
hope
for the
does.
Fences. Doesn't matter if you win or lose. Swing for the fence every time.
I'm just worried they're going to trot out, like, whoever the other guys are.
Yeah.
Small dumper.
They just grab the starters from the Rainiers to all come up and just play the game. Yeah,
right. Basically, right.
Why not? Why not?
All right, here's your question. In what city does the movie Ms. Doubtfire take place?
That is New York.
San Francisco?
It is San Francisco. Damn, you guys knew that.
It was 50-50. They're either New York or San Francisco all the time.
All right. Your question. In the movie A Nightmare Before Christmas, Jack Skellington orders the kidnapping of who?
Oh, man. The gunny sack guy, right?
What's that guy?
The guy in the gunny sack.
The gunny sack.
Jack. Yeah, the he looks like Jabba the Hutt, but he's in it like a gunny sack.
I know you're talking about. No, not him.
Santa.
Santa Claus.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's the whole issue.
You just said Santa. That could be Santa Johnson.
You girl and your Johnson.
Santa Claus.
That sounds like a jazz singer.
Santa Jackson.
They call me Santa Jackson. Yeah.
Question three, Dwayne. Only one of my beards is white.
You know what I'm talking about, ladies. All right, your question. What Disney movie featured the song Speechless?
Jeez, guys.
It's a Disney movie, man. I hate
Disney movies like you hate Disney movies, Thrill.
Hey, I'm right there with you, brother. I'm giving you a high five through the radio on that one. I'm trying to give Mike, what would be a good hint, since I'm sure you already know the answer to this?
I mean, I'm not going to lie. Speechless was the song?
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any clue, having not seen it. It is based...
I don't recognize this movie.
It's based on an old Arabic folktale, I guess.
Aladdin?
Okay. Arabic.
Yeah. I mean, of course it is. That's about it, yeah.
What do you think, Tim?
I don't remember that song in the movie.
Yeah, let's get...
Because it was speed. Maybe it's an instrument.
Yeah, let's get Adam on there. He's been hanging on.
Okay. Gave us Big Dumpy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Hola.
Adam, sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober, Adam. Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, in honor of Cal ISW and Big Dumper, or Big Dumpy, pick a new nickname. Booger, Icky, Mookie, or Big Dumper?
You know, not for baseball reasons, but for Icky Woods, I have to take Icky.
Taking Icky. Okay. I cannot believe he only played 4 years in the NFL.
And people still do his dance.
Yeah.
Right, in four years.
That's crazy.
All right.
And then he started dancing to break in new floors with this flooring company in Cincinnati. He'd go to their houses and dance on their floors for them.
Did he get injured, or did he just have a four-year...
Just nagging injuries.
All right. Oh, really? That makes sense.
He was a physical player.
I'm saying he ran that way.
Yeah.
All right, here's your question. It's multiple choice. Shaquille O'Neal is actually a doctor. Now, in which field did he earn a doctorate? Sports medicine, philosophy, social work, or education? So again, Shaquille O'Neal is actually, I am not kidding, a doctor.
I'm a doctor.
But in what field did he earn a doctorate? Sports medicine, philosophy, social work, or education?
I'm a doctor on the spin, on the turntables.
You know, I could see him going with social work. Just seems like the kind of guy that
want to
help people out.
And he does. I'll say philosophy.
Education.
Education.
Yep.
Pop quiz. Who has the best
2 + 2 = 4.
Who has the best ink? Who has the best car insurance?
I'm going to go see him spin once.
What do I put on my testicles when they get itchy and dry?
DJ Diesel.
All right, your question. What is a community... what is a community of ants called?
An army.
Colony.
All right, Adam. What two alcoholic ingredients is the traditional martini made of?
Which martini?
Any.
Traditional martini.
Just a traditional martini.
I've never had a martini.
You don't need to.
Vermouth and...
Gin.
Vermouth and gin.
Yeah. Question four.
I'm going to try our weed-infused vermouth this weekend.
Are you?
Did you take it home?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck with that.
I'm going to put one down before I go see Diplo.
All right, good question.
Damn, dude.
Hold on, I got another one.
You sure?
Yeah.
Mike, the one day you're not in studio, he's just farting up a storm.
Mike,
he is, man.
Too.
I hear it from over here. Damn. He could hear it in Tacoma, dude.
I'm gonna jar a bottle for you.
Someone says on text here that Shaq is playing the Tacoma Dome on Friday.
Oh, nice.
Oh, damn. Yeah. Okay.
Everybody's in town.
I'm playing the Dome.
Yeah, I'll be back. Look out.
All right, here's your question.
Shovel in T-Town. How's everybody feeling? Wave your hands in there like you don't care.
All right, your question. What South American country is home to more species of primates, amphibians, and plants than any other in the world?
Brazil.
Home of the nut. Home of the nut.
Home of the nut.
Miles.
What? We should have never told him.
Head chefs coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, all about hummus as we continue with Cal ISW Day, and your emails on the way next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.